BBC News, hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Member states of the International Criminal Court have been considering how to react to the arrest warrant issued for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over Israel's actions in Gaza. They're now obliged to detain him if he visits. Britain expressed support for the court but wouldn't be drawn over a potential arrest. Many in Europe have stood by the ICC, but Israeli politicians have reacted with outrage. These displaced Palestinians gave their reaction to the arrest warrant.
This decision has come very late. Today, Netanyahu is dealing with the Gaza Strip with complete barbarism and terrorism. In the Gaza Strip, did the two-year-old child participate in October the 7th? They did not participate in October the 7th. Did I participate in October the 7th? No, I did not. He used October the 7th as an excuse to commit crimes in the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip is not a terrorist area. It consists of children, elderly people, women.
For me, I'm very, very happy with the situation because they killed our children, they killed our sons, they destroyed our homes.
The court also issued an arrest warrant for Mr. Netanyahu's now sacked Defence Minister Yoav Gallant and a Hamas commander, Mohammed Deif, who's believed to be dead. Lebanon's health ministry says more than 50 people have been killed in Israeli strikes across the country. It said 40 were in the eastern Baalbek region, where 10 places were hit. The rest were killed in the south, where dozens of people were also wounded. President Putin has warned that Russia could attack military facilities of countries which have allowed their weapons to be used against Moscow. It comes after Ukraine used American and British long-range weaponry against Russia this week. Earlier, President Putin confirmed an attack on Dnipro in Ukraine was carried out using what he called a new conventional intermediate-range ballistic missile. President Zelensky urged the world to respond. Brazilian police have formally accused the ex-president, Jair Bolsonaro, of a coup attempt designed to keep him in power after he lost the last election in 2022. He's named, along with his vice presidential running mate and 35 others. The accusations include the violent abolition of the democratic rule of law and coup d'etat. The BBC's Lara Denise explains the background to the case.
The elections in 2022, it was an election that was very chaotic. During the whole process, the whole campaign, Bolsonaro and his allies were sharing conspiracy theories and disinformation. A lot of Bolsonaro supporters went to Brasilia and they broke into the government buildings, the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the government falsely claiming there was a fraud.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Gary Gensler, the head of the US financial regulator, is to step down from his role when Donald Trump returns to power. Mr. Gensler is often seen as a hardliner on cryptocurrency regulation. The president-elect has said he's hoping to make America the crypto capital of the world, and crypto values have soared since he won. He'd already threatened to sack Mr. Gensler. Our business correspondent Jonathan Joseph says Mr. Gensler has had his critics.
They see the tough enforcement action as stifling innovation. They think there's not enough clarity about what is and isn't allowed. And so they are quite pleased that Donald Trump won the election. The industry spent a lot of money trying to influence those elections, in particular for Congress rather than the presidency, because they thought that if they donated to candidates who would support them when it comes to light touch regulation, that would be more favourable to their future chances of making money in the crypto industry.
Human rights groups have called for the immediate release of a journalist from Turkmenistan who was detained just before she was due to travel to Switzerland for a human rights award ceremony. On Wednesday, Sultan Achilova was pushed into an ambulance by security forces and taken to an infectious diseases hospital where human rights groups say she's being held under guard. The director of the foundation that presents the award said she was worried for the journalist's life as she's in her 70s and has diabetes. A fifth foreign tourist has died in a suspected mass methanol poisoning in Laos. It's believed the tourist drank tainted alcohol while on a night out in Vang Vieng. The Chinese action-adventure game Black Myth: Wukong has won Game of the Year at the Golden Joystick Awards in London, one of the gaming industry's oldest and biggest awards ceremonies. More than 12 million votes were cast from across the globe. Those are the latest news headlines from the BBC.